Hello and good day. I am happy to meet you again at the seventh and last podcast of the Project Coping Against Information Disorder. I am Maria, an AI-based voice from Voicemaker, and together with my colleague Hudson, we will guide you through the seven training modules of this Erasmus Plus project. In this module, you will receive information which digital skills are needed to identify fake news and hoaxes, and about the role of social media and how they can promote fake news. You will also learn how you can assess the credibility of news sources and how you can verify the authenticity of images and videos. Are you ready?
Why are digital skills necessary? Media literacy and digital skills are important competencies for the 21st century. They help us to access, analyze, evaluate, create and communicate with various forms of media and technology. Media literacy and digital skills equip us with the skills to navigate the information landscape effectively. In an era of fake news and hoaxes, being media literate means knowing how to discern credible sources, fact-check information, and critically analyze content. It empowers us to make informed decisions, promotes responsible digital citizenship, and safeguards against misinformation. Media literacy is a cornerstone of digital literacy, enabling us to engage with the digital world with confidence and discernment.
Why are digital skills needed to identify fake news and hoaxes? Digital skills are the abilities to use digital devices, communication tools, and networks to access and manage information. They are essential for participating in the modern society, as we are constantly exposed to various sources of information online. However, not all information is reliable or trustworthy. Fake news and hoaxes are deliberate attempts to mislead, manipulate, or deceive people with false or inaccurate information. They can have negative impacts on individuals and society, such as spreading fear, hatred, or confusion, influencing opinions and behaviors, or undermining trust in institutions and democracy. Therefore, digital skills are needed to identify fake news and hoaxes, and to protect ourselves from being influenced or harmed by them.
Some of the digital skills that can help us are media literacy. This is the ability to understand and use different forms of media, such as texts, images, videos, or audio. Media literacy can help us interpret the messages and meanings of the media content we consume, and to identify the techniques and strategies used to create and distribute them. Information literacy. This is the ability to find, select, use, and communicate information effectively and ethically. Information literacy can help us locate relevant and reliable sources of information, and to compare and contrast different perspectives and evidence. Digital citizenship. This is the ability to behave responsibly, respectfully, and safely online. Digital citizenship can help us respect the rights and privacy of others, avoid cyberbullying and hate speech, and report or flag inappropriate or harmful content.
Now let us talk briefly about social media and fake news. Social media platforms, such as Facebook, X, TikTok, or Instagram, are often used as channels for disseminating fake news, as they allow users to easily share and access information from various sources. An important factor that contributes to the role of social media in spreading fake news is the lack of regulation and verification of the information posted on these platforms. Unlike traditional media outlets, such as newspapers or television channels, which have editorial standards and fact-checking processes, social media platforms do not have the same level of accountability or responsibility for the content they host. This allows anyone to create and share fake news without being detected or punished. Moreover, some artificial intelligence techniques, such as machine learning and deep learning, can be used to generate and manipulate fake content, such as images, videos, or text. They can deceive people and make them believe that they are real.
Here are the most important factors which contribute to the rapid spread of fake news online. Social media platforms. The widespread use of social media allows fake news to be quickly shared, reaching a large audience within moments. Confirmation bias. People tend to believe and share information that aligns with their existing beliefs, making them susceptible to fake news that confirms their biases. Echo chambers. Online communities or echo chambers reinforce individuals' beliefs by exposing them to like-minded content, further promoting the spread of fake news within these closed circles. Lack of media literacy. Many individuals lack the critical thinking skills needed to discern reliable sources from unreliable ones, making them more susceptible to fake news. Emotional appeal. Fake news often employs emotional language or sensationalism, evoking strong reactions that encourage sharing. Algorithmic bias. Social media algorithms may prioritize engaging or controversial content, inadvertently promoting fake news to maximize user engagement. Ease of creation. Creating and sharing content online is simple, enabling anyone to produce and disseminate fake news. Clickbait headlines. Catchy, misleading headlines encourage clicks and shares, even if the content is false. Influence campaigns. State and non-state actors may use coordinated efforts to spread fake news for political or ideological purposes.
And what can you do to assess the credibility of news sources? Check the source's reputation. Look for well-known, respected news organizations such as BBC, Reuters, The New York Times, or NPR. These sources often have established reputations for journalistic integrity. Examine the About page. Visit the News Sources About or About Us page. Legitimate news outlets provide information about their history, mission, and editorial standards. Avoid social media as the sole source. News shared on social media platforms can be unreliable. If you find a story on social media, try to trace it back to a credible news source for verification.
Now we want to present you four methods which you can use to evaluate the credibility of an information. The first is the so-called CIAP test. This test is used to evaluate sources of information and determine their credibility. It is mainly for students and researchers who need to evaluate sources for academic purposes. Here is what you can check with this test. Currency. This means the timeliness of the information and whether it is up to date and relevant to the topic at hand. Relevance. This refers to the degree to which the information is related to the research question or topic being investigated. Authority. This refers to the credibility of the source and whether it is a reliable source of information. Accuracy. It checks the factual correctness of the information provided and whether it can be verified through other sources. Purpose. It tries to find out the reason why the information exists and whether it is intended to inform, persuade, entertain, or deceive.
Another credibility check is the SMART check. This test is particularly useful for evaluating online sources, such as news articles or social media posts. The name SMART check stands for source, motive, authority, review, and two-source test. Let us see what that means in detail. Source refers to the origin of the information, including who created it, and their affiliations and biases. Motive, the reason why the information was created and whether there is a specific agenda or bias behind it. Authority, the credibility of the source and whether it is a reputable source of information. Review, refers to the quality of the information, including whether it has been reviewed by experts or fact-checkers. Two-source test, the practice of verifying information by cross-referencing it with at least two other reputable sources.
The third credibility check which we want to present you is called the 5W test. The 5W test is a method of gathering information by asking five key questions: who, what, when, where, and why. These questions are typically used by journalists and investigators to get a complete picture of a situation and to ensure that all relevant information has been gathered. Who is the author? The individual or organization responsible for creating the content. Knowing the author can provide insight into their perspective and expertise, which can affect the credibility of the information. What is the content's purpose? The reason for creating the content, whether it is to inform, persuade, entertain, or something else. Understanding the purpose can help to determine the bias and relevance of the information. When was it published? Refers to the date the content was released. Knowing the publication date can help to determine the timeliness and relevance of the information. Where is the content from? The source of the content, whether it is a reputable news organization, personal blog, or social media platform. Understanding the source can help to determine the credibility and bias of the information. Why does the information exist? The reason why the information was created and published. Knowing the motivation behind the information can help to determine the bias and reliability of the content.
And finally, the radar method. The radar test is a method of evaluating information from online sources for reliability and credibility. It stands for rationale, authority, date, accuracy, and relevance. I want to explain this in detail. Rationale, the reason why the information exists and the purpose of the content. Knowing the rationale behind the information can help to determine whether it is biased or objective. Authority, the credentials and expertise of the author or publisher of the information. Understanding the authority of the source can help to determine whether the information is trustworthy and reliable. Date, the time when the information was published or updated. Knowing the date can help to determine whether the information is still relevant and up to date. Accuracy, refers to the truthfulness and correctness of the information. Checking for accuracy involves verifying the information with multiple sources and evaluating the evidence presented. Relevance: how well the information relates to the topic or question at hand. Evaluating relevance involves considering whether the information is useful and applicable to the specific situation.
How can you verify the authenticity of images and videos? Apply source cross-checking. Verify the source by comparing the image or video with trusted sources or eyewitness accounts. Use image forensics software. Utilize image forensics tools to detect signs of manipulation, such as altered pixels or digital artifacts. Look for contextual clues. Investigate the context surrounding the image or video, including captions, timestamps, and related content. If possible, seek eyewitness testimony. Seek out eyewitness accounts or statements from credible sources to confirm or debunk the content.
Finally, we want to present a few image checking tools which offer a free picture upload. Image forensics software tools can help you analyze and verify the authenticity and integrity of digital images. They can help you detect if an image has been edited, manipulated, or tampered with. The internet provides a great number of software tools for image checking. Some of them offer free versions. You can find the links in the e-platform in Module 7. Here are just a few, to give you an idea. Google Reverse Image Search. This feature allows you to search by image or perform a reverse image search. It can help you find out where an image came from, how it is used, if modified versions of it exist, or to find higher resolution versions. JPEGSNOOP. This is a Windows-based tool that can reveal hidden information in JPEG images, such as the camera make and model, quality settings, editing software used, EXIF data, quantization tables, Huffman tables, and more. It can also detect if an image has been recompressed or modified by Photoshop. Forensically, this is a web-based tool that offers a set of features for digital image forensics, such as clone detection, error level analysis, noise analysis, metadata extraction, geotagging, thumbnail analysis, JPEG analysis, and more. It is possible to upload an image or paste an image URL to use this tool. It has an interesting tutorial to show how to use the software. TinEye. This is a web-based tool that allows you to perform reverse image search. It can help you find out where an image came from, how it is used, if modified versions of it exist, or to find higher resolution versions. You can upload an image or paste an image URL to use this tool.
We have come now to the end of this session, and I hope that you enjoyed it. If you want to learn more about this theme, then I suggest that you read our guidelines. Being aware of fake news is crucial because it can mislead and manipulate people. Fake news often spread false information, which can affect how individuals perceive the world, make decisions, and even shape their opinions and beliefs. It can sow confusion, create unnecessary fear or anger, and disrupt trust in reliable sources of information. We hope that with this project, we can support you to make informed choices and understanding the world more accurately. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening, and goodbye.